I'm Sally Flaherty, and I am the Social Studies Advisor for the Department of Education in Pennsylvania. I'm also the Acting Division Chief for Curriculum, which means I'm the Director of Curriculum.
Well, it's so great to have you join us to talk about primary sources in the classroom, and specifically those that are with our Preserving American Freedom website. I thought we might start by just talking sort of generally about the role of primary sources in instruction. How do you see primary sources in the classroom helping to facilitate student understanding of specific time periods?
Oh, it's critical because students don't have a historical thinking pattern, so to speak. They know what they know, which is very contemporary. But when you start reading documents from a time period, you get a glimpse of their language. You get a glimpse of a day in their life. You get a glimpse of how things are different than what it is today, just from even their sentence structure. All right, if you're looking at a document, if you look at cartoons, political cartoons, you get a sense of what they thought was funny and what is very satirical from a time period that we wouldn't think about. When you look at photographs, which are also original documents, you just see this one little tenth of a second of life in another time zone, you know, time period. So very, very critical to give them a historical thinking perspective. Now, I like to advise teachers to start with photographs because those are the simplest documents to use with you. Use your visual skills so you can see what is the same and what is different and how does this compare with what was and what is. So that's critical thinking at its simplest of how is this the same? How is this different? And when you start looking further and further into details of a photograph, you start doing a lot more critical thinking about the comparison of yesterday and today. And as you go further through into more intricate documents, to broadsides, to political cartoons, to documents, students then hone their skills in that critical thinking piece of when they said this, did they mean this? And doing that whole compare and contrast piece. Very, very, very critical in honing those skills for critical thinking.
So let's move now to think about the Common Core. How would the use of primary documents be used to achieve the Common Core standards?
Well, the whole function or the whole reasoning behind having a common set of standards for a nation to target, to give them all the same destination piece, is to give an example of rigor of where we want graduates from an American school to be. And we can say that they have these skills. And the most important skill that we get from the set of Common Core standards, and in Pennsylvania our core standards, is critical thinking and thinking for yourself and learning facts from opinion and using analysis skills and using synthesis to look at what we are reading and know the difference. It's like that commercial of I read it on the internet, so it's true, you know, bonjour. When you look at original documents as opposed to documents that have been interpreted and put into their hands, it's easier to see how that's an interpretation, and I'd rather have our students think for themselves than have somebody else think for them. And that's what the set of Common Core standards and our Pennsylvania core standards want students to be able to do, think. Well, what I would use for that, the website is fabulous, by the way, And the documents that are available are incredible. So when we can have students look at these documents about American freedom, when we hear the phrase, freedom isn't free, do our students really know what that means? And so by using these primary documents, we can look back through history to see how freedom has evolved yet stayed the same, and how one man's vision of freedom in the 1790s is it the same view of freedoms that we have today. And these documents show how that common thread of freedom and what it is and preserving that American idea has been consistent throughout the ages. And that helps students think and show how an idea lives, and our documents are dynamic documents that keep going and keep inspiring, that it's not a dead concept. American freedom is not a dead concept. It's alive, and we have to keep that in place for our next generations and generations to come. Some things, it's called continuity and change. It's part of our academic standards. And you get that from looking at freedom through the ages.